This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, and they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. In fact, main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You can go and submit different show prep suggestions there, and other listeners will vote them up or vote them down, and thus vote it up. We'll make it to the front page and the top of the website. So head over to freetalklive.com. As usual, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And again, our number here, 800-259-9231. By the way, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliates. We got three new affiliates in the Billings area of Montana. Welcome to Big Sky Radio, KBSR, KHDN, KYLW, Laurel, Hardin, and Billings, kind of three stations all in the same general region, all carrying the same programming. So welcome aboard to our new Montana listeners.
You know, when I was driving through Montana, the one time I have driven through Montana, I really did, I understood completely that whole Big Sky country, you know, thing that they have. They have these sort of rolling hills. So when you crest a hill, and it was a summer day, and you crested the hill, and so you were sitting not on like a mountain peak, but just on this hill that they would go up and down and up and down, and it really did seem like a very big sky when you were there.
So welcome aboard. You probably heard the show. I think we were on the first time last week, so yeah, I know that for a fact that we're on this week. And if you've heard the show before, then you know this is a little bit different. That Free Talk Live is a little unusual in the world of talk radio.
Right, sure. You've been hearing best of shows all day long.
Well, that's one thing. We're live. The other thing is we're not quite like the rest of those shows in that this is not one of those Democrat or Republican talk shows. We're not here to pimp some political party or talk to politicians and pretend like they're important or whatever they do on those other shows. None of that stuff really happens on Free Talk Live. It's a show about open phones, so you can call in and bring up anything, and we do mean that. And also, it's got a real pro-liberty flavor to it, and I mean real liberty. If you don't know what that means, well, you'll figure it out as you listen to the program.
It ain't George Bush, I can tell you that.
And sometimes on Free Talk Live, we have discussions that I think are fairly mature. The topics can be fairly mature. I'm proud that we are not pandering. You know, we don't try to titillate with discussions on mature topics, but I think we can still have those discussions at the same time. And that's one of the things I want to talk about tonight, is a story that is likely going to make some people in a discussion that's likely going to make some people pretty uncomfortable, because the topic is, well, icky. And but it's one of those topics that I think there's a real clear position that those who support freedom should be taking. And this is one of those topics where it's really difficult to take that position. Because in order to be free, and we're not, in order to actually be free, you have to allow other people to be free as well. And that means that those other people are going to likely do things that you don't agree with. They're going to take drugs or have sex or, you know, whatever it is that they do. Go to some church that you don't like. You know, they're going to do things that you would not do in your life. But you need to get over that if you want to be free, that is. And some people don't want to be free. Some people listening to this, they are okay with being enslaved, and they like that, and they like the idea of enslaving others. And if you do try to control others, you will likely end up finding yourself as being controlled by others down the line.
That's how government works.
Yeah. So let me get to the story here from freep.com, F-R-E-E-P.com. Amy Sword, a Waterford mother, will spend at least 9 years in prison. Now, 9 years in prison, that's a pretty significant prison term. You'll see that's for, like, drug dealing. Sometimes they'll get a pretty significant prison term for drug dealing.
Of course, it's longer than many armed robbers get.
Right. And, of course, with drug dealing, there's no actual victim, so those people shouldn't be in jail. I don't think that you should go into a cage unless you've actually harmed another person and that you're dangerous. In this case, it's not drug dealing. So what else could possibly get somebody 9 years in prison? What other non-crime where there's not a victim would get you 9 years in prison? Here you go.
How about weapons dealing? The government really hates
that's
it when,
a good one,
when
yeah.
free
that's
people
a good
one. Sell other free people means to protect themselves.
No, it wasn't that either. Even though her last name is Sword, Amy L. Sword, 36, is going to prison for having sex with her 14-year-old son.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is the son that she gave up for adoption, by the way, when he was a few days old. She apologized for her actions at the sentencing hearing in Oakland County Circuit Court. Judge Daniel O'Brien sentenced Sword to 9 to 30 years in prison. Sword received yearly updates and pictures from the boy's adoptive family in Grand Rapids, but when she didn't get a picture when the boy turned 14, she contacted him online through a social networking website. She said, the attorney, said that the boy knew Sword was his mother. When she saw this, now this is the attorney speaking, when she saw this boy, something just touched off in her. And it wasn't a mother-son relationship, it was a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, he said. Added that Sword said she was sexually and physically abused as a child. He said that Amy's searching for a reason why this happened. She can't understand it, and she's going to get some counseling. So there's a little bit more here, but you've already got a pretty significant flag, right? This woman was abused as a child. She was sexually abused, likely by daddy.
Good job passing it on, lady.
Well, I mean, this is what happens, right? I mean, it's what happens. When people get abused as children, it in many cases creates... I don't know why it does this. I'm not a psychologist or anything like that. But it creates some sort of physiological condition where the person seeks out similar circumstances later on in life. I mean, anybody that's ever listened to the talk show Loveline, Dr. Drew, you know, knows this. I mean, he can predict this stuff.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really, it's
just by the sound of the voices, it sometimes he can just pick when they were abused.
Yeah, so here you have a really just a sad, weird situation where mom was abused and really hurt when she was a kid, and so when she had the chance to meet with her 14-year-old son, she entered into some sort of a relationship with him. Now nobody's alleging here that he was abused, right? This is a consensual sexual relationship between these two individuals.
I don't know what it depends on what your definition of abused is. I think that he consented along the. I'm assuming that he consented along the way. However, I think that when you're talking about a person who's in a position of power, and I'd say that a mother versus a son.
Yeah, but she wasn't
over a.
Yeah, but
a
she
child.
Wasn't. Yeah, but she wasn't his mother. She wasn't his active mother. Remember, she gave him up for adoption, and from a distance would occasionally get a picture of him as he was growing up. So she didn't really have that position of power over him in any way, shape, or form. She ended up meeting up with him, or when she saw him, she was physically attracted to him. And then later on, they met up. There's a little more to the story here. Originally charged with 4 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, the former Macy's makeup counter clerk pleaded guilty to having sex with the boy once. Investigators said she had sex with the teen in a Grand Rapids hotel and also at homes in Waterford in 2008. After the teen got in trouble in Grand Rapids, his adoptive mother, not knowing about the relationship, agreed to allow him to stay with Sword in Waterford. Married at the time, Sword shared her home with her husband and 5 other children, toddlers to late teens. So his mom, his adoptive mother, had no idea this was going on. She let him go stay with the woman, and then presumably their relationship continued. After he returned...
Right, I mean, I wonder why he had problems. He had problems because... likely of this really bizarre relationship that unfortunately his adopted mother, his real mother, allowed him to go live with his biological mother.
After he returned to Grand Rapids, he talked about the incidents to a counselor who reported them to the police. And there's your story. So I guess my question for you, if you're listening to this, is do you think that it's appropriate to put this woman in prison? 9 to 30 years she is facing. And this is a personal tragedy, okay? That's what is really going on here. Do you need to bring prison into the picture for a personal tragedy involving a woman who has some issues and what really is not even the worst possible sexual situation? It wasn't like she was molesting this child. He's a teenager.
Young man.
This young man. He was fully involved in this relationship as well. He wanted to go move in with her. So 800-259-9231 is the number. You call and tell us what you think. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves. You're welcome to bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231, though we are focusing the beginning of the show here on a story out of Michigan about a woman who has been involved with her own son, 14-year-old teenage boy. Now, she wasn't raising him. She ended up giving him up for adoption just days after his birth. However, was able to keep in touch with the adoptive parents over the years. They sent him pictures, or sent her pictures, rather, once a year on his birthday. And she, when she didn't get one for his 14th birthday, she looked him up on some social networking site, likely Facebook, and found him there, and they began to...
Shut down Facebook!
They began to converse, and the conversation ended up leading to sex. And the sex ended up leading to more sex and him moving in with her and her family. She was married at the time. I don't know if she still is. That there's not a whole lot of detail here in this story. But she ended up having him move in, and then they had sex more. And then he ended up going back to Grand Rapids, where he told a counselor about what happened. They went to the police, and then they proceeded to really ruin this woman's life. Now, the lady in question here, Ms. Sword, Amy Sword, she was allegedly molested or something awful happened to her from a kind of a sexual perspective as she was growing up. Presumably daddy or uncle or something like that did something awful to her. And that has manifested now. That has manifested in her, well, getting busy with her own son, basically. And now she's gone to court. They've charged her with whatever it was. They've charged her with a few different counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. And she's now looking at 9 to 30 years in prison. So, Mark, you know, how do you feel about that?
This particular story stretches the limits that I have of the ideas of liberty. It's very difficult for me to feel badly for this woman. I don't feel badly for this woman. You know, whatever occurs on that end,
you don't feel bad that she's going to jail for 9 years?
No, I don't. What I feel bad for...
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't.
She didn't hurt anybody.
I'm sorry. I mean, this is such bizarre, disgusting behavior. I don't feel bad. However, I do feel bad for the people of California that have to pay
Michigan.
To keep her, whatever. She lived in California. She moved to Michigan. Is that right?
I didn't catch that.
All right. I thought California was mentioned in the story. My mistake. The people of Michigan have to pay to keep this woman who, you know, what's she going to do? Find more of her children to have sex with? I mean, this is, you know, this clearly isn't going to happen again. You know, what's the like? Why does she need to be locked up, I guess? You know,
then you're not okay with her going to jail.
I don't feel bad. Isn't that what you asked me? How do you feel about this?
I don't feel badly
about whatever happens.
I feel bad
lady.
Whenever somebody who is peaceful is put into a cage.
This is such disgusting behavior.
Well, okay, it may be disgusting to you, Mark, but to the two of them, it was consensual behavior. So how about we butt
out?
Why
do you think he told the counselor about it?
Why
do you think
know.
He was acting out and ended up having to leave his home where he'd been raised for 14
I don't think there was
years.
Anything that was said about him acting
Isn't
out.
That what
he
it
asked
said?
If he could go move in with her.
Oh, he asked. I thought it was because of bad behavior.
No, I don't think
that
so.
She allowed him, that his stepmother, or whatever term you want to use for his real mother, allowed him to go live with his biological mother.
No. So I think that the best thing to do in this scenario is to leave these people alone. I mean, you might say he made a mistake by going and having sex with his biological mother. And if that's the case, then the mistake has been made. Let whatever consequences come from that be the end of it. There's no need to get involved in people's personal affairs like this. And what's really just so sad.
Well, I think that, you know, that incest is such a rare issue that it's, you know, what people talk out against it. And I can totally see that. But, you know, this one includes the sort of statutory rape aspect of it, which, you know, obviously not real rape, but you know, it's very confusing. Most of the times when it comes to incest, what's a society going to do about it? When two adults decide that, you know, even though they're related, that they love each other in that way, and mm-hmm. they decide to, you know, live together, and maybe I'm sure they don't just spread that kind of news around. Hey,
probably not.
Me and my sister.
Right.
You know, that's how it is.
I think that's one of the reasons why you hardly ever hear about it. I mean, I'm not going to speculate on how often something like that goes on.
The lady needs mental help. Okay?
Clearly.
And I don't think society should have to pay for it, but may, you know, like, you know, I think the lady needs mental help.
There's no doubt about that. She, and you know, apparently she's going to get that, but I don't think it's going to be very effective for her while she's sitting in a jail cell, for 9 years. So, like to know how you feel about this. 800-259-9231. Should she be put in jail? If so, why? Who has she actually harmed here? Let's go to your calls.
And how will jail help?
Yeah, exactly. Jail is not going to help anything. It's just going to cost people money. And then what's she going to be like when she gets out of jail? 9 years later, 30 years later, maybe. 30 years. Should be 66 at that time. Anyway, we continue here. Let's talk to Michael, listening to KGWA in Oklahoma. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm just really shocked. You got an individual who has groomed and primed her own son, and knowing it was her own son, saw him and decided that she was attracted to him.
Well,
and
she didn't groom him. Just a point of information.
Oh, no. When she was talking about it and when she was doing this correspondence, believe me, she was grooming because she saw her son and decided, you know what, I'd like that for myself. So what you're saying is that you can take a father, he can find an estranged daughter that he didn't know he had. She's 14. He can go ahead and you're saying that they're not being molested and there's no harm done. There's psychological harm. There's personal harm and there's criminal. Because you is this kid 18 now?
No, I don't think.
I think he's probably 15 now.
He is a minor, and it's child molesting, in addition to incest.
Well, it's not. He's not a child, but
now 30. Yes, it is a child because you can't have it both ways. When you say that's still a child,
and he's not an adult.
He's a child. Well.
You're just talking about an arbitrary number that some politicians have written down on a piece of paper somewhere. I think it's ludicrous to suggest that teenagers aren't able to make decisions for themselves.
I mean, you know.
So you think a teenager is capable of making a decision to have sex with his mother?
I don't think it's the right decision.
I don't think anybody's capable of making that decision. I think that's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't think it's the right decision, but I don't think people should go to jail.
And you think the mother... And you think the mother's okay with having sex with her own child?
Wait a second. If this young man broke in, walked into a convenience store and shot the clerk through the heart, would you expect him to go to prison for the rest of his life?
I would expect some prison time. You betcha.
Then it sounds to me like this young man, then it sounds like this young guy is responsible for his actions too. Shouldn't he go to prison?
No, he's not responsible. Not entirely.
He's not responsible then.
No, I'm talking about. On a maturity, that's why I'm saying he's a child. He's not entirely.
You just wanted to send him to prison for shooting somebody.
I don't have any desire to take a young boy or a teenager and put them into prison for the rest of their life for a mistake they made when they didn't have the mature enough capacity to understand the full consequences of their actions.
Do you think you can figure out that maturity level through the...
That's a totally different debate.
Do you think that you can figure out someone's maturity level based on the amount of years they've been on the planet?
He didn't hear what you said.
Do you think you can figure out the amount of maturity level that a person has by the years that they've spent on the planet?
No answer. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Clearly, there are different issues at play here, right? There's the underage sex issue, and there's also
the
incest.
That's the one played up.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, folks. It's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy-to-fix, most portable, best food on the planet for your exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Hey, Mark, what is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a collections company that has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. I probably should have said they're an accounts receivable company. They know that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. If they record every call, you can hear how they've been talking to your customers. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here on a discussion of a topic that is, it's pretty icky. It's going to make people uncomfortable to talk about this because it's incest. That's what we're discussing here. A mother, 36-year-old mom, has been convicted and is facing 9 to 30 years in prison for having sex with her 14-year-old son. Now, he was put out for adoption by this mother early on, just a few days after birth. She ended up finding him later on. I guess she'd been in touch with the family throughout the years. They hooked up with one another over on a social networking website and then ended up physically having sexual contact in apparently a number of different locations, or not locations, but different instances. And then he went back home and talked about it to a counselor who reported it to the police, and now this woman's looking at 9 to 30 years in jail. And, of course, the first call we got right out of the gate was by somebody saying, well, of course this woman should go to jail. This is rape or whatever, statutory rape, because you had sex with somebody under the age of 18, plus it's incest. So
I think we should first, separate out those issues. Which of these is more abhorrent? The idea that, two people who are a mother and a son decide to, have sex, or the fact that it was a 14-year-old boy that this woman had sex with. Because there's two issues here, and which part of it is more abhorrent, I guess?
Well, yeah, what if he was 18, right? I mean, what if they'd had sex and he was 18? Then would people be as outraged about this? Somehow the 4 years makes a huge difference?
I think that they use the 14-year-old aspect of it as a crutch. It's
something they can easily go after.
Right.
In the discussion.
It's the relationship that makes me sickest about this. When I think about a 14-year-old boy and a grown woman having sex consensually, I'm afraid I'm not moved to think that that woman should go to prison. No. When it's a situation where she is his superior, I find that ugly. However, if it's still consensual, I don't want to pay my tax money to put these people in prison. If you want to pay yours, that, you know, fine.
Really what this comes down to is I think people may be misunderstanding. I think the last guy that was on the phone was misunderstanding. I think he might have been suggesting that I was in somehow in support of what was going on here because I won't advocate prison for this woman. I don't think she should go to jail. I don't think that kids that have sex with one another should go to jail either, you know, under people under the age of 18. I don't think there's a
That's
crime.
Another question that people ought to ask themselves. I mean, the fact is that all across America, kids are being thrown in jail for having sex with other kids.
It's true. Or taking pictures of themselves naked.
Right. That's a bigger issue right now.
Child porn charges, things like that. None of these are real crimes because you don't have a real victim. Now, if this boy says he was victimized, then that'd be one thing. Well, but he's not saying
he's
that.
He's going to need to show some proof that he's victimized because... Well,
okay, that's fine. Proof is fine, too. He's not even saying it. I mean, he's saying he had a consensual sex with this woman, and I'm sorry, sex, by that perspective, does take two. And so by saying that I am that I don't think she should go to jail doesn't mean that I support what she did. It just means that I'm allowing her to be who she is and to do what she's done and experience the consequences, the natural consequences of her actions. And the natural consequences in this case might be varied. You know, she might have alienated her son now as a result of this process. Maybe he won't want to talk to her anymore in the future. He certainly left for some reason, and then he went and talked to a counselor about it, and now she'll have the burden on her soul of having done those things with her own son, and you know, that could be difficult enough. She's obviously going to need some counseling, and it's going to be quite a recovery process if she even does recover from the abuse that she suffered as a child, which is an important factor to all of this, up through the, you know, what happened with her. So I think there's enough consequences naturally in life. You don't have to bring somebody to a jail cell to teach them a lesson. Let them learn their lessons on their own, and don't force me to pay for it. So it's about allowing other people to be free and to make mistakes for themselves. And I think that's one thing Americans just don't get. They see other people doing things, at least some Americans, they see people doing things that they disagree with, that they find distasteful, and they say, well, jail's the answer for that person.
As if jail's going to fix that problem.
How about you just allow people to have freedom, and then they get to make their own decisions for themselves, and you leave them alone? That's my suggestion. Let's go to your call.
The one thing I can tell you that if a court case ensued on this, that and I were the judge, I'd say that boy has to go back to his original family.
He's back there.
That's what needs to happen.
We are going to Grand Rapids, where Dan is listening. Now, Grand Rapids, I think, is a place where the boy in this particular case actually lives, and we're on the air there tonight. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate taking the call.
That's all we do.
You're listening to WTKG. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, I really wanted to weigh in. You don't hear about too many issues coming out of Grand Rapids, so I thought I'd call in and weigh in a little bit. I kind of I take Mark's side a lot on this. I think it's just a, you know, abhorrent, disgusting thing that's going on there, but I don't agree with the concept of jail time for that, and especially as a Grand Rapids taxpayer, it's kind of disgusting to me. I think our jails over here are pretty overcrowded anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're loaded up with people that have been smoking pot and, you know, having sex with teenagers and not actually harming anybody. It's true. Jails are loaded with people that have never hurt another person.
Yeah, and it really, I've been listening now to you guys for probably a little over a year now. And the concept you talk about a lot of, in order to live free, you want to, you have to be willing to allow others to live free. And that's really changed my perspective on almost everything.
Mm.
And I think that's really applicable here, so.
It is. So it's so important to let go of what other people do, whatever the other people choose. Now, if somebody's actually committing harm, if there's, you know, molestation going on, which, of course, is unwanted sexual behavior, if there's somebody that's actually being hurt in that way, then you actually do have a crime. But otherwise, leave people alone. And I know you could say, well, you know, they could be brainwashing their kids into having sex with them. Okay, let's talk about the FLDS cult. And by the way, thank you for the call tonight, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk about the FLDS cult here, just to add in another something for you to chew on here mentally. You may recall a couple of years ago in Texas, there was a police raid of a compound, as it was called, of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. These people, now they don't have sex with their own family members, at least not that I know of. Of course, then again, a lot of them live pretty much off the grid and off the map, so who really knows what's going on? But they do regularly marry off their children to men within the cult, 50-year-old men regularly marrying 12, 13, 14-year-old girls, and they are consummating those marriages. So there you have that still, that kind of weird, icky situation of a really older guy having sex with a really young girl, and you've got the added brainwashing element, right? Because, you know, normally it's just you're taking advantage of that girl.
They tell them that Jesus wants them to do it.
Right, right. So now you've got the brainwashing aspect as well. And, you know, it's even more objectionable in many ways because of that, I think. But when they went in and they arrested kidnapped 400 children from their parents. They took them from their parents. They held them for weeks in some government detention center, put them in foster homes, things like that, separated them from their families. Later on, they ended up giving them all back. All of it was based, by the way, on a false call that was made by somebody that has a problem. A liar who claimed that they were molested and that they were there and they weren't even there and they certainly weren't molested, and it was made by somebody that doesn't like the FLDS cult, basically. And the state government people don't like them either. But eventually they had to let all those kids go back. And so when you hear about that happening, those of you who want to put this woman in jail, 36-year-old mom in jail for 9 years for having sex with her 14-year-old teenage son, those of you that want to put her in jail, do you also want to go ahead and put those, let's say, couple hundred pairs of parents in the FLDS cult in prison cells as well? How many prisons are you willing to build to put people in who
How
have
much
a different...
How much of my money are you willing to steal in order to put these people in jail?
To put people in jail who have a different belief system than you do. Really, that's what we're talking about here.
What about the people across the world, the native peoples across the world that are, you know, they're young people, 13, 14-year-old, or certainly families? Should we invade other countries over this stuff?
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Russian M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. So we're talking about, somewhat a mature discussion here, talking about sex, specifically incest. A mom facing 9 to 30 years in prison because she had sex with her 14-year-old teenage son. We'll continue that discussion here in a moment. Mark, tell me about StartPage.com.
You can take the StartPage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your big brother search engine, and you can experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Your information won't be used as, for advertising venues or given to the government or whatever. It's startpage.com, and you can start the 7-day challenge there today. It works just like any other search engine. You can add it to your browser. They've got a little link you can click right there at startpage.com to add it to your browser. Startpage.com.
So I say leave this woman alone. She's got enough problems that she's dealing with, being molested herself when she was younger, when she was very young, and now having these issues with sex with her son, who wasn't actually living with her at the time. He was living with the adopted parents.
But then he did move in with
her. They continued having sex. And then she ended up getting caught after he revealed it to a counselor when he went back to Grand Rapids. And then now she's looking at 9 to 30 years in prison. And I think that the people that want to see this woman punished in some way by the so-called justice system, to see her rot in a cage for 9 years, I think there's something wrong with that viewpoint. And I may have held a similar viewpoint in the past. You know, where I believe that I know what's right and I know, the way things should be and that this is the way things should be. And if you don't want to do it this way, then you need to go to jail. And I think that's really a dangerous place to be coming from, because that's what leads us into this never-ending conflict, right? Because there's always going to be somebody out there that's doing something you don't like. There's always going to be somebody, worshiping some kind of God that you disagree with, or there's going to be somebody who's having sex in a way that you disagree with. I mean, there have been laws against sodomy in the past. In some places, they still exist. Not that it stops anybody from engaging in that particular act, but that's the same kind of non-allowing attitude that I'm talking about here. You can't just let people, if you are a non-allower, you can't just let people be. You can't allow them to be free. And as a result of that, you yourself will end up being enslaved. We continue, though, with what's your thoughts on this. Let's go ladies first. Pam is listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Pam.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I just kind of have one question, because I'm kind of taking the opposite side from this. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I'm going to put you in the adoptive father position with a 14-year-old daughter. I want to ask you, would it be okay for her to make a decision to have sex with her biological father when she found him?
Well, there's a difference between it being okay and me allowing something, right? See, as kind of what I was trying to point out earlier, I don't support this woman having sex with her son, but I will allow her to because it's not my life. She's not my wife. She's not my sister. She's not my friend. I don't know her. I have nothing to say to her, and I certainly wouldn't want to throw her in a jail cell because of it. So do you understand the difference there between supporting and allowing?
You're saying that it's okay? Would you allow your 14-year-old daughter to have sex with her biological father?
Well, odds are good I wouldn't.
You
want
to let her free? You want him to be able to be free? There's no consequences, only between him and the child. You're the adoptive father. Would that be okay with you? You're going to allow her to do that, make her own decision. You're saying she can do that.
How did the laws in this country that are supposed to prevent incest in this case?
They haven't prevented.
Right.
Laws suck. Pardon my French, but they suck protecting children. You're talking to someone who was molested as a child, so this is a real sore subject. And
sure.
As far as I'm concerned, this woman needs to be put under the jail, probably for double the time.
Under the jail.
Because she doesn't realize what she's done to that kid. That kid was adopted, probably had to deal with issues on that alone. He finally finds this woman that he's probably been looking for a really long time, and
give you some little clarification here. The family that adopted him was in touch with the mom throughout all the years. They were sending pictures to her, so she was well. They were connected to some extent over that time. But to get back to your question about if I were the dad in this case and would I allow this to happen? Well, no. As a parent, you can make decisions for your kids because they're living under your roof. You have the ability to control
Correct.
Some level of what they can and can't do. Because look, son, if you want to live here, then you just can't do these things. If you want to live on your own and make your own decisions, well, you can go and do that. I would also allow my son or daughter to emancipate themselves and go off on their own and try their own life. If they wanted to come back, then they'd have to live under my rules again. But I mean, you presume that I would somehow know this stuff was going on, right? And it's pretty unlikely that my son or daughter is going to come to me and say, hey, I'm planning on having sex with my mom or dad, my biological mom or dad. Well, how do you feel about that? I mean, it's pretty unlikely.
I mean,
right?
Your position on it is horrifying. It's horrifying. It's just, I can't believe it.
What part are you horrified by?
To allow this woman to live her life freely. In other words, to hurt a. You were talking earlier about the child, that he's old enough to make a decision for himself.
Yeah,
You can talk to any psychologist anywhere, and they'll tell you that their brain is not totally where it needs to be able to make decisions for themselves, and that's why the age of consent is much later.
Well, you do understand that in other countries that people, essentially at puberty, they are adults and they get to make their own decisions, right?
Yes, I do, but we're not in other countries. This is the United States.
This is the United States where kids are kids until they're 24.
Right. What you're assuming is a homogeneous sort of a society. And I say there isn't a homogeneous sort of society. I say that here in the United States that everybody has their own little culture and their life is different. So for me to propose to say how someone else must live their life is it's somewhat presumptuous. And if it is true that we should decide how other people should live their lives, shouldn't we invade the whole world and make them act like we do? I mean, isn't that the right thing to do?
Let me go back to the question for you. I present to you, if that was your daughter, what punishment would
you already asked that question.
You
already asked that question.
You haven't answered it. What would be the punishment?
I answered that question. Mark asked you a question. Now it's your turn to answer one of ours.
Should we invade the whole world in order to make them act right?
Act right. We need to do whatever we can to protect our children in this country.
Who's our children and why
yes?
this country? What about, just over the 49th parallel in Canada, those people act kind of funny there. Shouldn't we protect those children, too?
Well, I would love to be able to protect all the children of the world, but I think we've got enough problems in our own country at the moment.
How much of my money are you willing to spend attacking other people who haven't harmed anyone in order to get what you want?
How can you say this hasn't harmed this child?
Well, he's not physically harmed. He made these decisions
physically.
On his own. Okay, wait a second.
He made more choices.
What if this young man was 18 years old? Would you propose that she go to jail then?
He's not 18. That's
you
the
are
whole
dodging
point.
The
he's
question.
14.
That's not the question. What if he was? I'm trying to discern, is it about his age or is it about the incest aspect?
It's a combination of both. That's a sickening story to me.
Oh, it's absolutely a sickening story. You certainly get no argument
so
from there.
So let's go to the FLDS cult that I was explaining earlier, how they marry off their 12, 13-year-old daughters to 50-year-old men. What do you think should
happen
to those
too.
Folks?
Oh, get them. Go after them in every way you can.
Go after them. See, this
but
is
you
your
see,
problem.
That's a different culture. Those people are living differently. The women wear these weird Quaker dresses, and they go about life in an entirely different aspect. They live in a walled-off community.
They don't
want you there telling them how to live.
Those people are not aggressing against you. The people in the FLDS cult are not saying, we need to go and start, force all these people outside our cult walls to start behaving like we are. We're going to go and put them in jail cells if they don't do it. They're not saying that to you. Why can't you return them the same courtesy and leave them alone?
I'm not messing with them. I'm talking about this kid that you're talking about with the mother.
You just said that they should be that they should have their lives torn apart.
That cult that you're talking about,
yes.
The kids and all the women, they've all been brainwashed anyway.
That's true.
Only the women have been brainwashed, not the men, right?
They're all brainwashed.
I mean, anybody in a church has been brainwashed.
Do you understand?
The men are the ones that are controlling. There's somebody in control. There's what's that guy's name? The Guyana tragedy, Jim Jones. He had some kind of control over all those people. It's the same kind of thing.
Sure. Absolutely.
So
but he probably believed that crap himself.
Do you think that men
Probably.
With guns should go in and take those families apart and break them up and put those folks in jail?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm reminded of the Reverend Martin Niemöller poem from Nazi Germany, where he says he's talking about what it was like to be in Nazi Germany. First, they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I'd said nothing. Then they came for the Jehovah's Witnesses. Then they came for the gays. Then they came for the Jews, and I was none of those, so I said nothing. And then when they came for me, there was no one to stand up for me. And what I'm telling you is you do something that somebody doesn't agree with, whether it's skydiving, scuba diving, eating cheeseburgers or candy bars or whatever it is you do. What's that?
You know what I'm saying? Those topics you're mentioning are a little bit different than this.
But that's what people always say when they want to aggress on someone else. But the fact is these people are free and should be able to make their own decisions, right?
No, clearly she doesn't agree with that. You know what's best, and you're willing to force your view on everybody else. And it's a sickness, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2's coming up. You're still welcome to comment on this or bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.